Carla, would you please read item number 137?
Approve application to extend the property tax exemption under the multi-unit limited tax exemption program for Sitka Apartments located at 1230 Northwest 12th Avenue.
Commissioner Dan Salzman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The multi-program encourages private developers to include affordable units in their projects by offering fiscal incentives. Projects approved for the program receive a 10-year exemption from the property taxes due on the newly built structure. The program also allows for the extension of an existing tax exemption for the affordable units of projects with other restrictions on affordable rents. The specific multi-project in front of us is located in the Pearl District, has 209 residential rental units, 203 units, which is 97% of the project, are affordable at 50 to 60% of median family income. This multi-project was first approved in 2004. The project was completed in 2005, and the 10-year exemption is now expiring on June 30th. 30 and 60-year affordability restrictions still apply to the project. The Housing Bureau's Housing Investment Committee has reviewed and approved this application, and staff presented the application at a public hearing to the Portland Housing Advisory Council. I'd like to thank Dory Van Bockel and Andrea Mathiason from the Housing Bureau for their hard work on the multi-program, and Dory is here if there's any questions.
Commissioner Salzman, I'm going to support this application because we have been pushing to have the option to extend the 10-year tax abatement in consideration of a benefit from the developer. While I would like to see deeper affordability in some of the units, these are occupied units. So what we are doing is essentially continuing the original deal for occupied units in a building that is technically under our guidelines affordable. So I think this is good public policy. I tend to support it. Colleagues, questions or concerns? Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
Mr. Lightning would like to speak.
Mr. Lightning? Welcome again.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. I do approve of the extension on this, the MULT program. One of the issues I have is that where we have the $3 million cap placed, and I know we came up from $1 million up to the $3 million just recently, I don't really want that taken off or to be applied toward the cap. Is that I almost want, when somebody does an extension, is that that actually is applied above the cap, because it kind of falls under a different type of a category there. Now they've used it for 10 years, now they're coming back and they're going to do another 10 years. So again, if at all possible, I'd like that to be applied above the cap based upon an extension. Now, another issue I have also on this, the extension, is that I know that you require a lot of upfront fees on this, and also basically you also require a fee from Multnomah County of approximately $9,000. And originally, the applicant will come in, they'll do a $1,000 application fee, and then upon activation, you do a $16,000 activation fee, and again, $9,000 goes toward Multnomah County. So again, since we're doing an extension, I'd like to have the $9,000 that goes to Multnomah County waived, because technically, they're not doing the administrative work, my understanding. They're not doing all the process like Portland Housing Bureau is. So why upon the extension are they getting another $9,000 handed to Multnomah County? Again, I'd like to have this looked at to possibly have that extension of the $9,000 to Multnomah County to be waived. I think it's a little excessive due to the fact that the developers are willing to do an extension, I think is commendable. And in my opinion, there shouldn't be any fees, because for them to go from the 10 years up to the now 20 years upon the extension, I think is very beneficial, and I think we need to offer more incentives to people to do this and not hit them with these, what I consider outrageous upfront application fees and activation fees that I think are outrageous. And again, I wanted this MULT program to go from the $3 million I was proposing up to $6 million. I think this MULT program is very beneficial. I think the cap needs to be increased. And again, that's why I'm just stating my position that I don't want to see it taken off to be applied toward the cap, but up above the cap to make sure that other people have that opportunity. And that's my position. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Anyone else like to be heard on this? This is a first reading. It'll come back to us next week. Thank you.